We at ARIA, we congratulate Premier Doug Ford for obtaining a third majority government. Not something easy to do, and we look forward to working with that government to bring housing affordability back to Ontario's young people and their families. As you know, we've just had a lot of difficulties in respect to affordable housing and having supply of housing out there for the buyers. And we're continuing to work with the PCs to implement pro-housing policies that encourage home building, improve consumer protection, and reduce prohibitive costs standing in the way of reaching Ontario's housing targets.
What are the initiatives that you see and are most positive, Rick? Obviously, you like the idea or congratulate Premier Ford on the majority government. Are there initiatives, are there campaigns out there that you think that will improve housing availability and affordability?
Well, we're working on three specific aspects right now, and that's number one is fixing the broken landlord and tenant board. Since COVID, there's been a huge backlog of LTB cases. I think there's 46,000 of them active right now. And that's hurting the small landlords particularly that can't get tenants out or have disputes that take months, if not years, to rectify. And we're also looking at limiting municipal development charges. MDCs or DCs, they're called. They've grown crazily since 2019. For example, in Toronto, since 2013, they've increased their DCs by $383 million, and they end up with a $2.8 billion kitty of money sitting there from development charges. And the final thing is allowing four units as a right province-wide.
Rick Kedzior is our guest. Rick is the president of the Ontario Real Estate Association. Last question is, as it pertains to the election and what you saw, maybe from all parties, were you encouraged? Because when we looked at the election, the economy obviously was a big one. Tariffs was the underlying factor. Was housing enough of a campaign, or was it a prominent platform for all of the parties in this provincial election?
Yeah, it definitely has been a hot topic even before the election was called. And since 2018, we've worked with the government, the PC government in Ontario, and they introduced eight pro-ownership bills, including the Trust in Real Estate Services Act, TRESA, which is a bill that has not been updated since 2002. And it basically keeps the realtors in check in respect to ethics. And we're committed to continuing to work with the PCs to implement solutions and see TRESA through to the final line, which is phase three. We've gone through phase one and two, and phase three is what we're working on right now.
Rick Kedzior is our guest. Rick, Brandon and I had a conversation before the show even started today, and it was all about tariffs. How much of a topic of conversation or dominant topic of conversation is that for you in your circles and as it pertains to real estate in Ontario?
Yeah, tariffs is huge in respect to the total economic landscape in Ontario, which includes, obviously, the real estate section. We don't think they're justified, obviously, along with a lot of other people. It creates the word uncertainty in our market. And whenever you get uncertainty, people decide to sit in the sidelines and wait to see what happens. And just as an aside, yesterday was a big day in the stock market. The stock market was showing what they thought of tariffs, and that hurts. The whole economy being negative hurts real estate.
Rick, I'm a holder of Apple stock, and it was not a good day yesterday.
Yeah, prime example, right? Tariffs do not help anywhere.
And to your point of uncertainty, interest rates, there's an announcement coming tomorrow. Tell me what you foresee. I have a piece here from the Financial Post that says that there will be a drop. Tell me what you see and what you know and what you believe may happen tomorrow and how that will impact the real estate industry.
Yeah, I see a drop in rates. I don't see them being able to increase the rates now with the tariff question mark out there. So we're looking at probably 25 basis point decrease, which helps obviously people with their mortgage payments and mortgage renewals, which is the other issue this year. Is there's a huge amount of mortgages renewing from a lot lower rate than they are going to be now.
Finally, Rick, before we let you go, your advice in your position to, in particular, buyers in Ontario, be they in Toronto or be they here in our region in Grey Bruce, with all this, as you mentioned, uncertainty, do you have advice? Do you have a mantra that people should consider when they are ready to buy?
Yeah, it may turn into a pure buyer's market because of the uncertainty and the tariffs and everybody deciding that we will sit on the sidelines, save and accept the people that have to sell. So we've run into, though, a supply issue where I've still seen some homes sell in a multiple offers situation. Not as crazy as 2022, but two or three multiple offers, but they're not going $200,000 or $300,000 over like we saw in 2022. But there still is that supply issue as well that creates the multiple offer scene. So if you're a buyer, I think the buyers are going to be rulers soon in terms of how it goes with the purchase of real estate.
Rick, we thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back and join us on a future edition of Home Base.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the invite. Appreciate it.